So there wasn't any kind of rallying cry or any.
Well, it's always a rally cry.
Right.
You know, we could be 3-0 and going into the next game, it still be a rally cry. But I think the biggest thing we did, we came together and said, it's enough with the talking, it's about doing. And I think guys took that to heart and, came out and played. And we tried to have fun today. We haven't been having fun. And I noticed that, when a bad play happened in the past, man, it kind of kills the morale. So we really tried to guard against that and just understand it's football. You're gonna have ups and downs, but adversity makes you stronger. And obviously, we're in some adverse times right now.
Seems like you guys were able to impact Brady regular.
Yeah, we was able to stop the run and get him in some situations where he had to throw the ball, and we knew he was throwing it. Everybody thinks pass rushers are, fast or these, gurus of moves and things of that nature. It don't matter who you are. If you're not stopping the run, you're not going to be successful rushing the passer. Going forward, man, that has to be our number one mindset, stopping the run, taking that ability away from guys like him. Because I've played Brady a lot, and when he has a rushing attack, you don't touch him. When you can take the run out of his options, you stand a little bit more of a chance.
Ridley in the late second quarter, and then when they started changing the tempo, was starting to get off a
sure.
little bit. Then you stopped him in the third quarter. Was it just you guys beating the guy in front of you that simple? Or
I just think it was a mind state, man. We came into this game knowing that we hadn't played well against the run. I think we was going giving up upwards of 200 yards a game, which is embarrassing. We challenge each other to each man do your job. That's what we did. I wish I could give you some kind of inside tip. We did something different, but it really wasn't, man.
This game is so much about confidence, you guys. A tough loss, but I guess you get some confidence from this going forward on the long trip to London, maybe some positive things.
I hope so. I think, at the end of the day, we lost the game, but at the end of the day, we competed. We fought as a team together, and everyone knows, man, the Patriots are a well-coached, well-oiled machine, especially at home, and having a shot to beat them here. It tells you what kind of team we can have when we play consistently. I dare to tell you that there's anybody else as good as the Patriots at home, and for that matter, on the road, too. It lets us know that if we play the way we're capable of playing, man, we can play with anybody.
I mean, taking it to the extreme, first time you beat them in the Super Bowl was a game where you lost, but you played them tight.
Well, I hope I would love to play these guys in the AFC in championship game or something like that, man.
You got something out of it.
Sure, sure. It's a confidence builder when you play well as a team. And win, lose, or draw, man, you always want to go out and be able to look your teammates in the face and knowing that, each one of us gave our all. I don't think you should hang your head low if you know that, everybody out on that football field is fighting. You win some, you lose some. But I think this team grew up a lot today, and I hope we can build on that going forward because it's still a long season.
No, right. Was it harder to look at guys in the face the last 2 weeks, last week in particular?
I think I always look at it from my perspective. I haven't played well this season, so for me personally, it was hard. I can't speak for anybody else's effort or assignment wise, whatever. I'm always looking at myself, and I haven't played well this season. So I think for me personally, the last 2 weeks has been hard to look at guys in the face, knowing that the product I put on the football field wasn't up to par. What they expect from me.